tweet.
Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rain over the northwestern and northern parts of Limpopo. A cloudy start to the weekend over Gauteng, Mpumalanga and also the northwest, with isolated showers and thundershowers that can be expected later today. So remember the umbrella to keep those Valentine's Day flowers and cards nice and dry. Pretoria up to 28, Joburg, Mpumalanga and eMalahleni 26, Polokwane 23 and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees.
In Ormond, a collision on Xavier Street near the M1 highway. It's causing slow-moving traffic.
Motorists in Pretoria are warned of a march through the streets of Hatfield, expected to start in half an hour's time. Tshwane Metro Police say women in law enforcement will march from near the Gautrain station in Hatfield to the Hatfield Plaza to create awareness for blood donations. And Category 5 Cyclone Zelia has now made landfall on Australia's minerals-rich western coast, with gusts of up to 290 kilometres per hour, sparking emergency warnings and port closures. The slow-moving severe tropical cyclone is currently crossing the coast east of Port Hedland. That's one of the world's busiest iron ore loading ports. I'm Khadi D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
Oh, cricket up first. Pakistan players Shaheen Afridi, Saud Shakil and Kamran Ghulam have been fined by the ICC for misconduct in their match against South Africa. Shaheen obstructed Matthew Brietska as he took a single during a match in Karachi, resulting in physical contact and a heated exchange of words. Shakil and substitute fielder Ghulam will have 10% of their match fee docked for celebrating too closely to Themba Bavuma, who was run out for 82. Well, Pakistan chased the highest target they've ever faced in ODIs, reaching victory at 355-4, and that set up a tri-series final between Pakistan and New Zealand in Karachi today. First ball is at 11 o'clock this morning. The tri-series precedes the 8-team Champions Trophy, which starts next week and is Pakistan's largest international tournament in nearly 3 decades. Arsenal have confirmed striker Kai Havertz has suffered a serious hamstring injury and will be out for the rest of the season. The Gunners now without a recognised striker for the final 14 games of the league season as they bid to close the gap on leaders Liverpool. And all eyes are on Ellis Park and Loftus tomorrow as the URC returns to a full round with Six Nations on a hiatus this weekend. Up first, it's the Emirates Lions against the Stormers. After that, the Vodacom Bulls host the Hollywood Bets Sharks, who named their team yesterday. And 3 fans will be picked from the crowd tomorrow to participate in the hashtag Loftus Bar Challenge, where one of them could be lucky enough to walk away with $100,000.
What?
Rand.
What does one do?
Well, if you successfully hit the crossbar from the kicking spot.
Oh.
R100,000 up for grabs. Of course, the Marty McParty deck.
Yes,
biggest
sir.
Ever beer garden in Mzansi. Some live performances. Pisang Skilla, Yevos Fantastis, Tabiso Kambule, the Dadness, Austin Kasim, all on display. Gates open from 2 o'clock.
And if you want to join us at our VIP area on the Marty McParty deck, you buy your tickets for the game between 6 and 9 in the morning.
You got an hour, 25 minutes.
Correct. Goes into a draw. I need to make more winners. Get your ticket and we might see you there.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.